How about your non-conference schedule, building it up with the Maui Invitational and then your three SEC teams you're going to face?
Well, Maui, it's, you know, it's like a mini NCAA tournament. You got, you know, Arizona, you know, number one seed last year, didn't get to the Final Four, but they got a lot of people back and signed some kids. Pittsburgh, I think there's five teams that were in the NCAA: Arizona, Pittsburgh, San Diego State, BYU, ourselves. Then you got Missouri was in the NIT, and then Purdue, who's been, you know, a really good basketball school, and then Chaminade. So, you know, that's going to be a great early season test for us. We'll see what we're about. We actually will play Long Beach on the way out on Friday night, and then, you know, head to Hawaii on Saturday, and then play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's been announced we're playing Georgia. We got them on New Year's Eve, which is last year that George Washington game was a huge game, great crowd. We have Texas A&M in Kansas City, team that everyone's pretty familiar with from the Big 12, and we'll have a very good SEC opponent at Tennessee. So, you know, and then we'll mix in some other games that we'll announce. I think we're one game short of finishing up our non-conference schedule. Obviously, the league will be really, really good again. I don't think anyone anticipated what it was going to be like. You know, around Christmas time, I was on some, you know, national, you know, radio things and TV, and I said, anyone notice the Big 12's number one RPI? And, like, I had national guys that had to go look it up. I don't think they believed me. And then when, you know, and it just built from there. And seven teams in the tournament, one in the NIT, and really Texas Tech, if Tubby would have got them earlier, they probably would have been an NIT team. So very, very competitive, great depth, and it's probably going to happen next year again.
You hear a lot, when we talk about schedule, you hear a lot talk about a K-State, KU playing with WSU. What are your thoughts about something like
you know,
that?
I said that I would be willing to look at it. It's got to fit our needs. It's got to fit their needs. You know, I think it's good for everybody. But I also, you know, I have the Maui Invitational. I got the SEC Challenge. I got to have a home game, a big home game. We got the return for a Kansas City game. We got a return from Kansas City. So a lot of things got to work in our favor. But I think down the road it wouldn't be, you know, something that I would – it would be something I would definitely look at. There's no doubt. And I've said that publicly, and I mean it. I was at Southern Illinois. I know how good the Valley is. I know how good Wichita is. And, you know, I just got to – you got to be smart as a coach. And my old boss, Coach Katie, told me a long time ago, and I thought he was nuts with, you know, that scheduling may be more important than recruiting. And at the time, I'm 22 years old, 23, and I'm, like, looking at this guy, and I'm like, what are you talking about? But the longer you're in it, the more you realize how important it is. And you can have a good team and overschedule and hurt your team and never recover. So it's that fine mix of, you know, like last – last year, just to, you know, we were a younger team, and you saw how we started, and then we had to come home and get regrouped, and then, you know, I think our schedule worked out great. You know, obviously we got hot, but, you know, I think that, you know, I hope I had something to do with it, our staff did, to know what, you know, where we are, and, you know, this year we've increased it a little bit. Maui obviously helps that, and the following year maybe, you know, if everything goes good, we'll even make it a little tougher.
What do you think about the events like this?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's fun. This is one of the better ones, more lively ones, and guys have fun. It's been, you know, I think this is a 51st year. I know last year they were talking about that they were celebrating the 50th. So, you know, you got great support out here. It's, you know, it's a little time consuming for our coaches, but we also know in the long run that it's a positive step. You know, these people make long drives to our games, you know, football and basketball, that, you know, that we can come out and reach out to them, you know, once a year. I think it's a real positive thing for everybody.